I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's a Time Cop Tuesday, and I meant to say Time Cop, but imagine if there was a cot that could travel through time. You'd sit down to take a nap and learn it was a lay-down rhyme. You did it wrong, and you woke up in the Mesozoic era. And instead of being in the future, you were in the band with Billy Vera and the Beaters.
What would I do to be here at this moment?
You're listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio Endgame.
Is it starting? Yes.
Is it ending?
Yes.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first. This is the final season of Pistol Shrimps Radio. Let's just get it out.
You want to just have a farewell tour, Matt, is what you're saying.
I want to make the most of this season so that we go out in a Bon Jovian blaze of glory.
Balthazar Geddes and everything.
Because he's in Young Guns 2?
Fuck yeah, he's in Young Guns 2.
So's Alan Ruck.
Is he really?
Uh-huh.
What's he doing it?
He's kind of like the peaceful farmer who lost his wife and joins the Young Guns.
As a young man, I just remember hearing the name Balthazar Getty and thinking, well, he must be great because his name's crazy.
You know who else is in that? Viggo Mortensen.
You know who else is in that?
Huh.
Probably Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, William Patrick, Lou Diamond Bamba. Kiefer Sutherlander.
You keep your Sutherlands to yourself.
Sister Christian Slater.
And the time has come.
William Patrick.
William Patrick.
CSI.
Oh, I'm thinking of that guy, Robert Patrick.
Terminator 2 T-1000.
No, I'm thinking of who's the guy in the Eric Clapton drug movie? Patrick, what's his nuts?
I get him and William Patrick mixed up, too.
Patrick. Is his name Patrick Williams?
Jason Patrick.
Jason Patrick.
What were we talking about?
Oh, just shuddering this thing.
Now, listen, here's the deal. We're going to not do this after this season, but we will come back for special events and occasionally pop in for a game or two.
You can't keep us down. It's just the weekly grind of basketball, just the squeaking of the shoes, the bouncing of the ball, the... What else happens, Matt?
I don't know, but part of it is 9 to 5. We work 9 to 5 basketball jobs, and so it's just too much basketball in our
lives. It'd be like if you were a baker and you woke up at the crack of dawn to make fresh baguettes and bread, and then at 5 p.m. you rolled into a bread shop
and started doing a podcast about it.
Yeah. That's too much.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we're not going to completely finish this thing. And we got some ideas for some other things.
Yeah, we're going to keep doing stuff.
But that's the thing. We're like sharks. We got to keep swimming. We got
to
stay fresh.
Yeah, for a multitude of reasons.
And nobody out there that listens to anything I've ever done knows that I can stick with it for more than
a few years. A problem with stick-to-itiveness?
Not in the sense that I don't commit. It's just I want to do things that I enjoy so then I think that they'll be at their best. Otherwise, it's a disservice, you know?
That's right.
Gotta keep it fresh.
You're actually one of the most stick-to-itive. That's not a word. What am I trying?
Stick-to-itiveness?
Yeah, you have it in spades.
But I think I have to use it strategically.
Right, because there's limited quantities.
Right.
That's like, our great and amazing president Donald Trump say that he doesn't like exercise because there's only so much energy in the human body?
Oh my
God. And you waste it by working out.
He's a great American.
Oh,
so
God.
So he thinks everybody exercising
you have a finite,
is actually going to die sooner?
Yeah, you have a finite amount of energy in your body.
I could kind of subscribe to that because that's almost the lifestyle I live.
Is yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, I do try to exercise. But
if you don't do any exercise whatsoever, you're not going to be able to do anything.
You'll live forever.
Yeah, will you?
The point is, this is Pistol Shrimps Radio. My name's Matt Gourley.
My name is Mark McConville.
And if you think you're in for a whole season of action satisfaction, you're incredibly right. My name is Matt Gourley.
And I'm Mark McConville. You're listening to Pistol Shrimps Radio, your only opportunity to hear ladies municipal basketball from the Los Angeles metropolitan area on a podcast.
That's right. What we do is we sit down at a table with two microphones that go into a portable recording unit, and we do sports play-by-play on these the women's rec league basketball games, particularly interested in the Pistol Shrimps team.
Really only interested in the Pistol Shrimps team. Though tonight's opposition is a team called Space Glam.
It's the season opener here at North Weddington Auditorium, and your Pistol Shrimps lineup is as follows.
Number 16, the team captain, Maria Blasucci.
Number 11, Tally Levy Crouch, soon on her way to New York for good, leaving the team. She's found love, marriage, and everything in between.
Is that true?
It's true.
This is the first time hearing of it. Well, one lady who found love and marriage is number 9, Amanda Fun Buns Lund.
I'm happy to be the recipient of that love and marriage. Goes together like a horse in marriage. Also,
Multissimus Hockey is here somewhere.
Yeah, wait, I was trying to remember the nickname for Kristen that we gave her.
Well, let's just call her Kristen. It's a new slate. It's
she's,
a new.
She's
earned her stripes. She doesn't need one of these.
Oh, it was
fancy.
Randall Tex Cobb.
That's right. We got Melissa Stetton, number 3. She's going to be putting up threes all night long tonight for the Pistol Shrimps.
You know, Tally Levy Crouch isn't the only Pistol Shrimp taken off for love. Did you hear about Coach Busy? He and his fiance, newly minted fiance, I might add, and I believe new to his life, are off to Arizona for 2 solid years.
Just wait, that
it's true.
I need more explanation.
You're not on
the
Pistol Shrimps text chain anymore.
No, I'm not.
Me either. I just made that up. No, it's all true.
What is he? What? Hold on a second.
Yeah.
If I said to you, "Hey, Matt, I got this great opportunity, and I'm moving to Oklahoma,"
are you selling swamp land?
Yeah,
I'll
I got
take
this
it.
Swamp selling job in Oklahoma.
You're a swamp seller?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From way back when.
Huh.
I just put it on pause to do some podcasting.
I understand.
But I wouldn't say to you, I'm going for 2 years.
Well, you're not Coach DJ Busy.
Is there a specific reason? Is he on? Is he doing a mission? Is it Rumspringer?
I gotta be honest. There are so many texts coming through that chain. When I see that there's a million, I'll scan one, and I just saw a lot of, what? I can't believe it. And then I searched for the reason. I wished him well. And then I didn't dig much deeper.
Okay, that's fair enough there, Matt. I feel like I would be in a similar pair of moccasins, if you know what I'm saying.
I do believe I do. Now, listen, it's the season opener in here tonight. So
it's the season opener in here tonight.
I am on my about, I don't know, 8th podcast in 48 hours.
That's true.
Both you and I are jet lagged. We're recently back from a podcasting whirlwind trip to the London Podcasting Festival, where Amanda and I then split off into the Cotswolds, and you and Christina went off to Gay Paris.
That's right, where I ate my weight in salted butter.
I had some things called butter tablets in the Cotswolds, and that's a truth story.
Is that so you could eat butter, or is that or are they tablets made of butter?
Wish. Boy, they are a candy that were just called butter tablets, written in like an old English font, and that was enough for me. I said, I saw them, and we left and walked through a village, and I went, we have to go back.
So you went back for more butter tablets?
And this is after we went to a model of the village we were in and
right.
Walked around.
I saw your picture of that. That's pretty funny.
Anyway, but we are both a little jet-lagged and out of sorts, but would you have us any other way, listener?
A little loopy. I don't think you could have us any other way, even if you asked nicely and brought us a tuxedo to wear.
Yeah, that's right. Now, with us once again is the lovely Stephen Bridle. He's sitting courtside. He's your court sketch artist. And in one word, how's your life going?
In
That's nice. Way more than one would. Nice. Oh, nice.
That's what we like to hear.
Is that KV Valen who's going to do a little Superman and hop in a phone booth and come out in a uniform?
I think so. And that means there's more than five pistol shrimps, which was really concerning to Amanda, who is severely jet-lagged and did not want to have to play this entire game.
She and I are in the same boat. I go to bed about 8:15 these days, and then I get up around 3:30.
I woke up the other night at 2:30 and then got up and balanced my bank account.
We're having a basketball convocation here at Center Court.
Duke Dame. Now, referee Leland Buzz Meeks is back.
Yep. He's an all-star. He's a stalwart member of the refereeing staff here in the Los Angeles Women's Rec League.
Your other referee tonight is Pabilius Bendolo Becotones Binea Cello Ewe Canaya Sandas Indegio Cello.
And our scorekeeper
tonight.
Oh! They definitely heard that.
Molly's got basketball moves.
Sure she does.
We got applause that time.
Well, it was the first time for everything, Matt.
That's right.
Our first scorekeeper tonight.
Yeah.
Joe Bills.
I'll say he does. I can't stay solvent. This guy's always billing me.
Every goddamn second of the day, it's a bill for this and a bill for that.
Hey, it's Joe. Here's your water and power. Hey, it's Joe. Here's your electricity. Hey, it's Joe. Here's your Mexican boner pills.
Hey, it's Joe. I work for every telephone company, so no matter who your carrier is, I'm providing a bill for you.
I work for Ma Bill.
Hey, are you wearing a hat? Hat tax.
Oh, this is like a scene from Popeye. All right, you heard the pistol shrimp square off in a huddle and do a chip chip cheerio cheer, which means both teams are taking to the field and Leland Buzz Meeks is going to pop that ball.
Your pistol shrimps are wearing white jerseys with mostly black shorts, and then the other team, Space Glam, is in these are just midnight black jerseys.
Yeah, but various. There's an outlier shorts-wise on each team. There's one girl with pink, and then Melissa Stetton's wearing a kind of tie-dye. And that's the tip. Ooh, it's a double tip.
You don't see that a lot in women's recreational basketball,
that's
do you?
Right.
Number 7 for Space Glam puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebound by Space Glam. Number 3 is at the top of the three-point area, passing the ball. It's a new season, and we've already got plenty of ball movement, Matt.
That's right. Rebound, Space Glam, ball movement in effect. Uh-oh.
Oh, rebound.
My wife has the ball, throws it to Molly almost. Molly to Maria, Maria to Stetton. Stetton, who looks like she's playing the Jesse Thomas role tonight.
Yes, we have a point guard named Jesse Thomas on the team. If this is your first episode of Pistol Shrimps Radio, you need to go back and listen to just all of it. Just get as much as you can and then catch up. And then then you'll know what we're talking about.
Mark, aside from the jet lag, do you feel rusty? Because we haven't done this in a while.
Do I feel rusty? No, Matt. I feel like a canoe man in a tree.
Who's got to like whittle himself down into the water?
Yeah, that's right.
Huh. Well, I feel like a tree man in a canoe.
Who's got to paddle his way up to the canopy?
Yeah.
Did you bring a canopy? Because I am thirsty.
Sure. Here you go. Glug, glug, glug. Space Glam shooting for... It's going to be one. You know what? If you're just listening, we're just getting started, so we can do this all together.
Sure. We're all bozos on this bus.
That's right.
There's a shot from Space Glam. No score yet in the game.
Don't need it. It's 0-0.
Ooh, Amanda Lund walking the tightrope like Stevie Ray Vaughan over there.
That's right.
Big shot for Space
Glam. By the way,
Glam.
Speaking of guitar blues heroes, do you see billboards all over town going guitar legend Johnny Bonamoso?
Joe Bonamassa?
Whatever.
Yeah, I do see
but
those.
This guy, it's like everybody loves this guy. I've never heard of him before in my life.
I feel like you might really dig him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he like Satriani levels of...
Oh, no, he's like a... He's a white man's blues kind of fella.
I don't like that. Like, I'm not a Stevie Ray Vaughan guy.
We got free throws right here from Melissa Stetton.
I'm glad he's
dead.
I
am a Stevie Ray Vaughan guy.
You are?
Did you say you're glad he's dead?
No, I said my Gladiolus died.
Oh,
it's time for free throw scriptures. Now, whenever there's a free throw, we got to keep quiet, but we like to do it by saluting the good Lord. And ancient fireworks went off in the name of Jesus and white Willie Peter and magnesium oxide gave... Well, that free throw's over, so...
You'll have to catch up in your own Bible.
That's right.
Go ahead and go to Bible.com and just look up the first part of that quote, and it'll give you the second
half.
Well,
you need the expansion pack.
You do need that. You also will need Google Translate.
You also need little Bible figurines. Do you guys do Bible role playing? Because that's something I'm absolutely just thought of, and that's my next podcast.
I was painting a Judas miniature right before you picked me up.
I'm serious. We're going to do a podcast
where we do biblical role playing.
Dungeon Master Bible role playing.
Well, what will the character classes be?
Hello. God, prophet, disciple, angel, demon,
Herod,
money changer, money lender,
bearer of false witness,
stone roller, side spearer.
We got free throws right now. Oh. Matt, you want to go ahead and...
And Bacon Lover the Fifth came into Misogyny Glen and gave himself a river bath, and that water had run red with the crimson tide of blood monster Jim, who would eat his own shoulder to get ahead. Amen and bless all.
Molly Hockey is the 500-pound polar bear breaking the ice. Huh? There's a classic. 2-0. She made 2 free throws while Matt was jibber-jabbering about Bible stuff.
I wasn't jibber-jabbering. I was reading straight from the script.
That's right. We did bring a giant tome here to the gymnasium so that we can read during the show. Space Glam with a shot. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound Melissa Stetton. She'll head the other way.
I'm trying to picture the looks on Earwolf's faces when I go to them and go, all right, listen.
I got here 2 words for you.
You know Dungeons & Dragons? Yes. You know Jesus? Yes. Do I need to tell you what to do with that?
Hit record.
That's right. The way God wanted.
Stetton will come across the half court. The North Weddington symbol there. It's in a circle. Can you see it, Matt? It's sort of
flat
right now.
Is this a new floor?
It might be a new floor. It does look new.
It's
this
two-tone.
Is always the best gym of the 3 gyms in Los Angeles.
Jenny, I got your number, 8675309.
Where did that come from?
Tommy Two-Toned.
Oh, I see now. I thought, did I say the words Jenny?
Jenny, I got your number. I got stank eye from Leland Buzzmeeks.
Yeah, he doesn't like that we're doing this, and most people don't.
You know what?
Stetton with the ball again. She's magnetic.
That's right. Stetton inside the key over to my wife, Amanda. Amanda, long pass to Randall Tex Cobb. Cobb to Hockey. Hockey puts it up for 3. Almost good. Rebound Amanda, but then it goes into a scuffle. And before you know it, I'm calling sports.
15 seconds, 14 minutes on the clock. 2-0 in favor of the Pistol Shrimps. They're the home team tonight. I don't know if you could see that on the scoreboard. Oh, right, you can't. This is an audio podcast.
That's right. We're here at North Weddington. If you had to watch one movie for the rest of your life, would it be 8.5 seconds or 8.5 weeks?
What's the shortest movie?
I think probably...
Wait a minute. There's a movie
ever?
Called 8.5 Weeks?
9.5 Weeks. What's the Fellini one? 8.5, right?
8.5.
Isn't there a rodeo movie with Luke Pony?
8 seconds.
8 seconds.
Yeah, that's that movie.
Yeah. All right, we're going to inbound here from the Space Gams.
Number 32 will inbound. Nice pass right to the free throw line. Shots up, no good. Rebound, tally, Levy Crouch can't get it.
By the way, it's 2-0. Who scored?
Molly Hockey scored 2 free throws while you're jibber-jabbering about Bible stuff. I already said that.
Oh, I got you.
You figure it out?
I think I did.
Okay. Stops, pops, no good. Rebound.
Stops, pops, no goods. Then Mom comes in and says, I got you where it is. Oh. We appreciate you tuning in. We should have done a practice game before.
Like a scrimmage?
Podcast scrimmage.
How would that work? Talk me
practice.
Through it.
Will you and I just sit facing each other
with some sort of activity going on in front of us, or no?
Yes, but it's
so we have a conversation.
No, we put 2 little Zoids. Wind them up. Do you guys know Zoids? Do you remember Zoids?
I don't remember Zoids.
Oh, they were the best. Zoids were wind-up toys that you would build, and they were like space mech monsters.
If you'd like to mail Matt some Zoids, our address is Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041.
They also had, like, dinosaur Zoids. They were great.
I had a case of Zoids so bad sometimes I can't sit down.
I was waiting for it, and I was not disappointed.
Tally Levy Crouch has the ball in the corner. It's tough to get out of there, though. The Pistol Shrimps, they're getting defended harshly by Space Glam.
That's right. Look at the backboard is kind of like, it looks like someone's been kissing it.
It's like a bunch of real tall kids were doing like that blowfish thing on there a bunch.
Tall kid blowfish.
You don't want to be alone. You don't want to see the sun go down. Is that?
That's the opening track on Hootie and the Blowfish. It's called Hannah Jane.
I thought for sure you were going for Hold My Hand, no, the one
you know
song
me,
people know.
Later, Lesser, and Lamer.
Yeah,
now, that one's the same time, but it's Lesser.
It's actually earlier because it's the first track.
Earlier, edgier, and easier listening. Now, I love that song. Now, you do yourself a favor. Go on to Google
Maps
and
find
Google
your
Maps.
Way to a record store.
Uh-huh. Well, go to Darius Rucker's house, knock on the door, and say, just don't think. Sing the song that most naturally comes to you, and it's going to be Hannah Jane.
Is that what it is going to happen?
Yeah, it's a good song.
And that's one to grow on, kids. 2-0, 10:40 on the clock. Space Glam, though, threatening to score. They haven't so far.
Don't need to.
And, yeah, they're comfortably behind right now.
Yeah.
Inbound pass for Space Glam. They'll pass inside. The ball is up. It's no good. Matt's going to play some Hootie and the Blowfish. Okay.
You got to be good. Now something.
Okay. Lasucci passes. Oh, you like
We get drunk and go hold up the jar.
We get drunk and go hold up a jar?
You don't want to be alone. No, no, no.
All right. Pistol Shrimps tried to score during that song. Couldn't do it. Space Glam's threatening. There goes. They put up a shot. No good. Rebound. Space Glam. Passing the ball around again. Inside pass. Shots up. No good. They cannot score. It's unbelievable.
You know what? They're
not
here to score. They're
here
to have a good time.
Yeah. And sometimes scoring and having a good time aren't the same.
That's right. Like in golf.
Yes. Or celibacy.
Right.
Stetton's got the ball at the three-point line.
Or
Lasucci's got it now.
Watching the movie, The Score. Still worth YouTubing Marlon Brando's CGI'd smile.
We've been watching them heist movies.
Yeah.
We've seen a bunch of good ones. You know
you
what
still
ones?
You got to Rififi yet?
Didn't get there. We've been out of the country for 2 weeks.
Well, it's a French film, asshole.
Oh, mon Dieu. No, we haven't seen it. But The Score is not on that list. I remember being so excited to see score.
That's and then, read the behind-the-scenes stories on The Score.
There's points right there. It's 2-2. The tie game.
Director is Frank Oz, and Marlon Brando kept calling him Miss Piggy.
Oh, boy.
Marlon Brando is just nothing short of a total asshole, I think. It doesn't mean he's not talented, but it's all reports are just...
Not so good.
But then he slept with Richard Pryor.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah. Legendly.
Maybe, legendarily.
Yeah.
Space Gland has the ball down here at this end of the gymnasium.
Space Gland?
Space Gland. I had my Space Gland checked. My doctor recommends every 3 months.
Yeah. The Silent Killer.
Starring Bridget Moynihan.
And Angelberry Gogoff.
George, the fun guy.
Mike Applebape's ridiculous sister.
Pete Entwistle.
Tibius Monuo.
Carly, Simon's sister, Simon and Simon.
The guy who looks like a bunch of drapes, so when he goes over to your mom's house, sometimes you can't see him so much.
The fella from that Chevrolet commercial that I can't stop watching.
Pete
Rotolo,
Ellis Dodge?
Rotolo Chevrolet. Folks, do yourself a favor. Look up the Rotolo Chevrolet commercials and just see how fun the general manager, Mike Raposo, is having.
I think I've seen those.
Oh, Matt, you need to give yourself.
We've been really giving people a Google party.
Yeah, that's look up
Throw
stuff.
Throw a Google party and look up things like Mike Ravello's Pete Ellis Dodge, Hannah Jane.
Yeah.
And there was something else. Oh, the digital smile of Marlon Brando.
And while you're at it, you might as well look up the digital non-mustache of Superman.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
Justice
one,
League. Boy, that is harrowing.
It's really disconcerting.
2-2 in favor of no one. That's what a tie is.
They somehow got rid of his mustache but made him look like he's wearing dentures. Like he's got that like Martha Ray curved upper lip that no natural human has.
Well, last Tuesday, I went down to my dentist office and asked him to CGI my molars.
Instead, he gave me a full mustache.
So get in line, because this guy's popular as a fun ride at a carnival.
He put me under, and then I fondled him.
He put me over my goal weight.
The biggest winner. All you do is eat for 16 weeks on primetime television.
The smallest winner?
Yeah, thank you.
Ooh.
Oh.
Real sharp lateral pass. Space Glam take a three-pointer. Ain't going to happen. Rebound KV Vallon to TLC.
Some laser beam passes here from Space Glam.
Yep.
Some stifling defense as well. Pass
Tully.
Over.
Ooh. Okay. Intercepted by the Glams.
Fast break.
Fast break. Number three is going to do a layup. Doesn't happen. Back
Nine
to the Glams,
it.
Who almost pops it in for two.
Foul.
It ain't going to happen. Buzz Meeks calls the toots.
We got free throws down here, Matt.
All right. You start us this time.
It was the seventh night of the Bread Festival when Martha saw that her children had not been sleeping well. She adjusted their pillows and gave them a salve made of buffalo taint.
She knew that tonight she had to poison her own children because for the first time in human history, Sunday came on a Tuesday. And that meant that it was the Devil's Day. And if you've seen the movie The Purge, here we are in Bible times, you'll know that this was a real ruckus night.
Everyone piled into Balthazar's giddy.
He had since provided an endowment for great arts and discovered a part of the side of a 405 freeway in which to install them.
Stetton with the ball down here at the three-point line.
Wait, are the Glams ahead now?
They are. They just scored 2 points on those free throws, Matt.
Where'd they
you
get
really
2 points
go away
before?
When you get into religion.
Well, it's so like does everybody else, my friend. Hello.
Vallon in the corner. She'll pass back to Tex Cobb. Over to Tally Levy Crouch. She's got to think about a shot here. Ooh.
What are the odds we can get the real Randall Tex Cobb on this podcast?
Is he alive?
I'm told he is. I think I said he was dead on here, but I think he's
actually
alive.
That's right. Somebody corrected you.
Yeah.
Rebound. Amanda Fun Buns Lunds. She had a little trouble with that.
That was like...
Somebody's been handling butter tablets.
Oh, I wish. You ever tutter bablets?
Sometimes so bad I can't sit down.
Hello.
Tally Levy Crouch will go up the right side of the court.
No one's there to greet her.
No.
She's got full reign of the right side of basketball lane. My name's Aba Baby.
Aba Baby.
Fast break, number five of the Glams, popping it up with a layup, and it's good for 2 American basketball points.
6-2 in favor of Space Glam.
Rebound. Amanda Lund. There's no coach here tonight. The coaches seem to have completely abandoned the team.
Well, I feel like Coach Wenger was gone last season. I don't know that he ever came.
No, they both left, forsaken the team for love.
When does DJ Busy move to Arizona?
I think, like, already.
We've got a timeout on the court, so we might as well do a little housekeeping right now. The Pistol Shrimps are on Instagram. You can follow them, and you can follow Pistol Shrimps Radio on Instagram. We're also on Twitter. You can email the show, pistolshrimpsradio@gmail.com. You can mail items to me, Mark McConville, P.O. Box 41284, Los Angeles, California, 90041.
You can mail items to me at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, District of Columbia, zip code, wherever that is.
That's another thing you got to Google. You got to Google the zip code.
Please, somebody send me a Zoids.
Can you imagine it? You're going to get 500 Zoids.
I don't think so, because they don't make them anymore.
You don't think people got a bunch of Zoids just laying around in their basement?
I hope so. I also want a Stomper. Do you remember Stompers?
No.
Oh, come on.
Wait, the frozen TV dinner?
Yeah, I want a frozen. No, that's. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking of the Stouffer's.
Oh, no. Stompers were little battery-powered like trucks, but they were four-wheel drive. So for a toy, like the whole thing is they had these like really knobby tires and they would really like get over anything. What? What are you doing?
Just making a little Instagram live for the people.
But I was talking about Stompers.
That's what makes
anyway,
it great.
One time I got a Stomper caught in my hair while I was running. I had to cut it out.
While you were running?
No, while it was running.
Oh, while it
and
was
it,
running.
Like, I wound my hair up in it.
I thought maybe you were running around in the backyard and then just Stomper got up in there.
It could happen.
It's happened before. It'll happen again. 6-2 in favor of Space Glam. Ball's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Does
it smell a little bit like my grandma's house?
It smells so much like your grandma's house, Matt.
Like
it's like, uncanny.
It smells like cigarettes.
It maybe is cigarettes. We got out of
but
bounds.
I have a like nostalgic smell for it. Like I there's something about it. Like I want to go fetch my grandma's Clorets
out of the credenza.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Matthew, go get my Clorets out of the credenza. I'm making you a tutti frutti shake. And Matthew. A tuna scent and a tuna fished sandwich, Matthew. Oh, Matthew. Oh, Matthew. Matthew, you came over because you're sick and your mama has to work and you stayed home from school, but let's see if we can turn this into 5 days.
Just stretch out your sentence.
We were both in on it together.
I feel like I would go over to Grandma Lucy's house and she'd get boxes about it. We'd build a car ramp out of boxes.
And you play on your Stompers?
No Stompers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That Hot Wheels matchbox.
Hot Wheels, those can't go by their own volition.
No, they sure can't, but if you build a sort of inclined plane out of shoebox lids and you tape them all together, you can get those suckers going.
Yeah. I did that thing where, you know, she put the thermometer in my mouth and then left the room, so I put it up to the light bulb. But I put it up so much. Like,
you had 190 degree fever.
She came back, she's like, yeah, you're 14 times dead.
We need to call two hospitals.
Yeah, but it's our little secret.
Except the federal government might get involved because they might think there's some sort of plague that they have to stop.
Who's this, Matthew?
We've called the Center for Disease Control, Matthew, but it's our secret.
Play with your Darth Vader. Your Darth what? Your Darth who now? Death Star which? Jabba the who? Luke Starcocker? Princess Grand Muff Tarkin? Who? Box? Booby Fett? Who? Our Witch? To who? Speed 3?
We're at halftime here at North Weddington Gymnasium. It's 8-2 in favor of Space Glam.
Is this the lowest scoring game you've ever seen?
No, the lowest scoring game I've ever seen is 0-0.
Who?
Just the nobodies against the nowheres.
You're listening to quality free programming. And that's both meanings. It's free and it's quality, but it's also free of quality.
If quality was moisture, we wrang that washcloth all the way out and then left it in the sun.
If quality was moisture, we're two couple of silica packets just sitting in that cardboard box doing our job, working overtime.
Do not eat us.
Mark, what are you going to be?
For Halloween?
Yeah.
Probably Stan Laurel.
Oh, I'm going to be Oliver Hardy and some of her
softy.
Yeah. I don't want to give that joke up because I think we already used it on Super Ego. You know, Super Ego's coming back.
Yeah, it's halftime with a big announcement here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. We'll have some fresh, hot Super Ego episodes ready for you by year's end.
Yeah, sometime in November. In fact, we did a recording sesh today, did we not?
Yeah, I'm exhausted from that.
Me
too. It really takes it out of me these days.
Me too.
What did
we do?
Is.
We did
a new thing that we'd never tried before,
which is people getting ready
to work at a haunted house.
You know that old premise.
You know, did a little Milton and Dupree, only they're 98 years old.
We did a H.R. Giger returning to a familiar
location,
and we did
Jeremy's mom,
Viv Evenson.
Oh, is it a secret that that's Jeremy's mom?
No,
no.
I wonder if all of five of those will make it.
That was four things.
No.
Haunted House, H.R. Giger,
Viv, Milton and Dupree.
We didn't do anything else.
Oh, shit.
Unless you did something after we left.
I did.
I think it'd be really funny, Matt, if one of the episodes was just all you doing just you. The sketches by yourself.
I one time did the... There is a airline
pilot. Oh, the airline pilot.
I did that by myself one night.
Because we needed more stuff.
Ron
Burgundy.
Someone? No.
Ron Lindsay.
Yeah, Captain Ron Lindsay.
Space Glam's still out here just practicing, shooting.
I know, and this
Pistol Shrimps, it looks like they're...
Like, they might as well be telling ghost stories.
They might be, yeah.
Take a picture of that, will
you? Let me see if I can get in there.
Look at, they're just having a powwow. Wow, pow. I'm hungry, I guess.
It wouldn't be a Pistol Shrimps Radio episode if Matt wasn't some sort of hungry. Let's do a little of a halftime nutrition check, Matt. What do you...
I had a kind of dinner. Amanda made a thing in a bowl. It was like...
Cereal?
Chicken, rice, and a sauce. I was watching a documentary on Halloween.
My lady love and I, we went down to the old taco spot, Matt. Not actually the taco spot.
Oh.
We went to Cacao. Oh, but our taco spot.
Oh, if you haven't been to the Mexicatessen Cacao in Eagle Rock, California, you ain't been living.
So we were leaving. We had the little doggy with us. We were walking towards the parking lot, and a lady was turning in. And I wasn't paying attention, but my wife said that she saw the lady go, "It's Mark McConville from Super Ego," to her husband.
Aww.
Which I got recognized. And then I'm, you know what? If you want to meet me, that's where I'll be. I'm just going to be at Cacao.
I'm fairly there.
Times a week.
I'm either there or at Little Flower in Pasadena.
That's another one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They don't have butter tablets, but they get real close.
They got those sea salt caramels, and you can just forget about life for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I think what they do is they make the caramels and then tell them to have a day at the beach. And then they pick them up later.
Yeah. That's why some of them are doing steroids, because they go to Venice.
It's second half of Pistol Shrimps Baction basketball. And there's a pop-up game going on over there.
What's that one called? Concentration? You ever have that game where you set the little timer and you got to put all the pieces in it?
Oh, right. Yeah. Was that called Concentration?
Probably not. Perfection is what it was called.
Perfection, because Concentration is the card game.
Yeah, and then there was Classic Concentration with Alex Trebek.
Then there's Concentration Camp.
Okay, the game?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Milton and Bradley's Concentration Camp. And it's just kids sitting around.
You have to think in a tent?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you thinking of?
Terrible. All of these basketball points are being scored by Space Glam. It is now 12-2 in favor of the team in black. Not good, folks.
Yeah, they didn't score forever, and now suddenly do is score.
Well, number 9, I think, when she arrived for Space Glam, you might have heard some applause doing the email and stuff.
That boosted their sales.
She might be their Jesse Thomas. She might be their superstar.
All I want to do is to thank you, even though I don't know who you are.
14-2.
Is thank you, and I'm driving in my car, whoever you
are. Is this a Ghost in the Machine right here, Matt? Did we do a little gig-y-tah last time?
We might have.
And we talked about that producer who...
What?
The guy from that band, he ended up writing a bunch of songs.
What did he write?
I'll have to look it up.
Let's cut to the clip of Pistol Shrimps Radio where we talk about it.
I don't think either one of us has the wherewithal to sit and listen to all of that and
Fun Buns to Blasuch. Blasuch back to Buns.
Oh, it's Adele. He worked with Adele.
Buns to Valen. Valen inside to Blasuch. Blasuch back outside to intercepted by a Space Glam. Fast break. Number 9 of the Glams is making quick work of these hour shrimps.
16-2. Come on.
All I want to do is to thank you when I'm riding in your car. You let me change lanes. Help us out.
I'm trying to see what this guy's deal is.
His name is Greg Kirsten.
Greg Kirsten. He worked with Adele, Beck, Bird and the Bee, Foo Fighters, Kelly Clarkson, Lily Allen.
Is he Geggy or Tall?
He's Geggy because some kid in his life couldn't say Greg.
Oh, that's like my name. And my family calls me Monty because somehow my little brother couldn't say Matt. Monty was better.
I was the firstborn, so I couldn't say cat. So every cat we've ever had is a Cheech because I used to call cats Cheechita. Yeah.
You're an Ewok.
Probably.
We used to call cats Chids. And so we had one
Chids,
cat named...
Where does it come from?
Mama Chid.
What is the origin of Chid?
My brothers. Again, everything that my brother said wrong stuck because I was just basically like, that's brilliant. So also...
You weren't like, what an idiot. I've never let him forget it.
Well, a little bit of that. But also my youngest brother, Brenny, had the most adorable speech impediment and he couldn't really say his R's. So he'd put L's in... at places too, so like living room became the living loom, and instead of girl, you oh no, you're a goo, get out of the living loom, I love Lou. And I'd always go, who's Lou and why don't you love me? No, luau luau, no, luau Lou, meaning you are you. And a Lou, who's Lou? Lou Alcindor? No, Lou Rawls, you get out of my living loom. I want some show lil. That was cereal.
Show reel?
Show lil.
Show lil.
Yeah.
Didn't he open for Kanye West on the last?
Hey, Mark, we don't have time for jokes.
Pistol Shrimps Radio. Amanda Fun Buns Lund playing the point guard role here, passing over to Tex Cobb, back to Lund. Pistol Shrimps in desperate need of points here. It's 16-2 in favor of Space Glam. Shot. No good.
Shot.
Foul on the play, maybe?
Ghost in the Machine.
Here we go, Matt. Free throws.
And Abacus the Finch counted himself and said, I'm 3 times past the weight of an elder stone, and I gave myself a berry bath, and in it read myself a morning time story.
He was met by a woman named Lost Leader Lois who would give away garments so that people might buy other sandals and pieces of garmentry.
And Sheila Giveaway Garments came down from the mountain and bore herself a tunnel through which she would have the first baby ever made in a plastic way.
Maria Blasucci has the ball. No points on those free throws, Matt. Still 16-2.
Don't need them. This year season, these are Pistol Shrimps are not interested in points. They're interested in process, journey, and image and style.
When the lights go down in the city. All right, 18-2 in favor of the Space Glam.
Oh, I wanna be there. okay.
Are you okay?
Me? Do you remember the Journey video game?
I do. My good friend Brian Judkins got it on an Apple computer, like a mod, and then he beat it in effortlessly. He went through every level and just boop, 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 finished it.
I'll bet. Remember when you bounce on the drums, it would make that noise? Boom,
boom, remember when you could finish a video game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Dragon's Lair.
Now they just go on forever. Can you finish Dragon's Lair?
I have. But it was because...
Did you cheat?
Kind of. Well, I never finished it in the arcade. And then later in life, they sold it on DVD. And
you
with your remote control. Like just a TV. It was crazy. But it was
because you just really
thing.
Need left, right, up, and down, right?
That's right. And sword. And so I just kept doing it. It's just a memory game. But really, I just wanted to see all those things that would bring me back.
Dragon's Lair. I remember I probably pumped $5 or $6 into that machine and just never.
It? I probably
I think
house mortgage on that machine.
I think I put money into that. Ooh.
Shots. Yeah!
Good.
Tex Cobb.
Beautiful three-pointer there.
Randall. Tex Cobb. Lorraine Newman.
Ellen Cleghorn.
Ellen Clegg Fibble.
22-5.
Juice Newton. Ricky Lee Jones. Ooh, get out of this house. Of course, there's always my way. Or the highway. Welcome to the haunted highway. I'm Mack Truck.
What we're going to do is scare you at 65 miles an hour.
I can't drive. 55.
What were we talking about? It was important.
Yeah, it sure was. It's 22-5 in favor of Space
what
Glam.
What were we talking about right before?
We were talking about... I don't remember, Matt.
Folks, we know you have a lot of podcast choices.
And we
in your
thank
life.
You for choosing Pistol Shrimps
no,
Radio.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry. I thought that's what you were going
to
say.
I was going to suggest you start listening to one of those other podcasts right about now.
What do you think people should listen to? Shot for Maria Blasucci.
Like,
no
seriously?
Good. Yes. Let's get a little podcast recommendation corner.
Well, you can't beat Slow Burn.
You can't?
Oh, presidential history makes me fireplace hard. I told you I bought President Eisenhower's telephone.
Yeah, you sure did. You did tell me that.
I didn't accidentally. I bid on it before I thought about it.
And then
and
you
I
ended
thought,
up
like,
with
I'll never get it for this price, so it's safe.
And then you got it.
I got it.
And you're out that money.
Right.
And will you ever use this item?
Well, no, you can't. It doesn't even have, like, the plug is busted at one end. But, like, it's a good-looking phone. It's like a gray-green plastic Bell telephone that was in his Newport, Rhode Island summer White House. But it was his personal phone.
You think it's still got ear gack all over it?
It's still got Ike juice all over it. Oh, boy. So now I have Eisenhower's phone, Reagan's chair, and David Koresh's guitar.
Yeah, what else are you going to...
Those were all by accident.
What else do you think you're going to get in this life?
Nixon's pecker.
Is that chicken still alive?
Nixon?
10 minutes on the clock, 24-5.
Yeah, his rooster. Yeah, what did you think?
What did you think?
Mm-hmm.
Stetton's got the ball here. She's just got to put up a shot. It's 24-5. You just have to start shooting, and that's what she does. No good, out of bounds.
Look at her reaction. She's a good... I like her.
She's a good...
All these girls are good.
We really like these Pistol Shrimps.
We really
ladies.
Do. That's the thing.
They're lovable.
Yeah.
They're so lovable.
Melissa getting married soon to the wonderful, our friend Martin Giro.
That's right.
Great, another great person.
There's just great people left and right.
Folks, go out there and get yourself a great person.
Tonight's show brought to you by friends. They're people who aren't
I'll
your
be
family.
I'll be there for you. I'm Ross Rachel too.
Never seen one episode of that show.
Seriously?
I maybe have seen
I barely seen
fragments
it
of it.
I've barely seen Seinfeld either.
That one I watched, but I did. Yeah, Friends. People love it. They must have. The whole cast got $25 billion per episode.
I also have never seen an episode of New Amsterdam. That looks like a shit rock. Sorry, but...
I've also never seen an episode of the brand new Magnum PI.
Me either.
What if I had, though?
I wouldn't be so surprised.
Stetton with the ball. She's going to go down here. Blasucci's sort of getting in the way. I don't get that. Oh, pass out to Valen. Valen back to Stetton.
Why don't the Pistol Shrimps just put 7 on instead of 5?
Because I think that's how basketball works. Valen with a shot. No good. Rebound. Tally Levy Crouch. Shot. No good. The ball's back in the paws of the old Space Glam.
Even though we ain't got money,
everyone can hear you.
I'm so in love with you, honey.
There's no one here.
Everything will
inside pass to Blasucci. Blasucci back to KB Valen. KB Valen gets it to TLC. No good.
When I rise, bring a tear.
You know why? You know why that one was louder?
Why?
Devil may care. You got nothing to lose, Mark.
Well, the referee.
Tell you why.
This referee, Deborah Chintz, one of the new referees who we've never seen before. She is not used to us being
here.
No,
but she's smiling.
Yeah, because I think she doesn't get it.
I think she seems like a nice lady.
She does seem like a nice lady.
She's got the refs don't often smile, and she's all smiles. And that's like, why can't you smile and still be a ref?
I remember what we were talking about before: podcast recommendations.
Right.
Yes.
Do you have one?
If you like a true crime, you can listen to the first season of In the Dark.
Oh, I tried. That was too sad.
Yeah, it's a sad one, but it's interesting because the day it came out, they solved the case.
I know.
Or the week it came out, something like that.
The weekend before.
Pretty much right as they were putting out this long unsolved crime podcast, the crime got solved.
We're also listening to Sleuth about the murderer Dan Wozniak, who Amanda went to high school with.
Ooh, that's got to be hard.
Play with him. He worked at a theater that we had all worked at.
Yeah.
And his wife / Lady Macbeth was a Disney princess and went to the college that I taught at, though I did not know her. And hence, that's why I'm still alive today. But that's a funny story. It's not a funny story, but...
No, it's a hilarious story.
It's a
terrible story.
Yeah, yeah, that is horrible.
Matt, what
but
do you think?
He's on death row.
What do you think of this?
Yeah.
Let's get off of that, and I just got to talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
My old friend Brian Judkins.
Sure.
He and I were going back and forth about this thing.
Second mention tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm bringing him up a lot. But my wife and I started doing something I like to call the Judcast, and it's a thing that I'm developing, Matt, called microcasting.
Yeah.
Where I do a small, my wife and I will do a small 10 to 15 minute podcast on topics that you are choosing, and it's only for one person.
I love it.
They only get sent to him.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? What do you think of this idea?
That's great.
Is this the future of podcasting?
Yeah. Greeting cards are going to go to hell. Everybody's going to get their own personal
Hallmark. Go
podcast.
Bite down on a hard piece of aluminum.
Mark, tomorrow I'm going to send you a 4-minute podcast on a specific episode of Mask.
Hopefully it's the one where they go to Peru and they have to go in that waterfall.
I know that one. I know that one. Oh, man.
What a show.
Mask Crusaders working overtime.
A lot of talk of that movie getting made, and I've seen very little about it.
Same with Robotech.
They keep talking about making this shit, and then they don't make it.
Yep.
Shot away. It's in.
It just shot away.
26-7 in favor of Space Glam.
5:52 left on the ticky.
Plenty of time to score, 19 points.
I'm hungry.
So you did eat, but you are hungry.
Yeah.
What would you eat right now if you had the...
Licorice.
Oh, you like a black licorice, right?
No, well, I don't hate it, but I those.
You want a red? You want that Australian strawberry licorice?
The one from Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
Oh, that is literally the one thing in life I have discovered that I cannot stop eating. It is
you can't,
so good.
You can't stop eating it?
No. Those are so good.
Well, you're not eating it right now.
Oh, shit. I gotta go. I gotta go. It's 5:10 left on the clock, 7:26.
We're going to get shots here from Melissa Stetton.
It's time for free throw scripture. Bevel, the tiny boy who'd grown to be a no larger man, stopped growing in defiance of the Lord our God because the devil said to him, only God wants you to grow. And he says, I ain't going to do it. And he says, you're with me now.
And it was in the early morning hours when the porridge maker of the village had taken ill. He had thrown up into a well, poisoning the drinking water.
And Jesus got into an Anne Rice costume and decided to make sex in a different way.
His fake sharp teeth bit down on his own lip.
And Dan Aykroyd and Rosie O'Donnell did a movie that was a comedy out of it called Out of Eden, and Dana Delaney shows her full Delaney.
We got points there for Space Glam again, 30-8. This is a massacre, Matt.
What a way to start this season. Are you talking about the podcast?
I assure either way, you're getting what you need here on Pistol Shrimps Radio. Valen's going to shoot from way downtown. No good. Sometimes you just gotta sit in your own silence, you know?
I think it's good to be comfortable with silence, you know? Let's try it.
You got it.
Let's see who can be silent the longest on this podcast. Jesus gave a bath baby a cab ride, the first cab ride in human history. Sorry, there's a free throw scripture. I could not do it. And Licorice Man, the ridiculous
Stan
was, oh, gosh.
32-10 in favor of Space Glam. Oh, for Christ on a cross. They just scored again, 34-10 in favor of Space Glam. Oh. Hey, Tim Cook, why don't you say, hey, Apple, develop me a basketball scoring device.
Or a self-podcasting phone.
Hey, how about Apple Watch 5 just has a four-track recorder on it so I can just talk into my wrist like a dick, Tracy.
Warren's beady eyes.
Annette's Benning.
Sigourney's Weaver.
Tom Selleck. Not quite.
Harrison's Ford.
You been in it?
Hell, I'm so bad so much I can't so much.
Corinthian leather seats. Pass from hockey over to Amanda Lund, over to Valen. Valen to Stetton. Stetton shoots. Good.
Yeah, we're getting this back. We got a minute to get 22 points.
34-12 in favor of Space Glam. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Remember earlier when I was telling you about Coco and how I thought there was a thing in it?
Yeah.
That was not appropriate for children, even though it's a children's movie.
What was it?
Just hyper-realistic pubes.
We finally finished the algorithm to make CG pubes now.
We
needed
thought,
the challenge.
If you thought monster fur in Monsters, Inc. was realistic, you got to see the pubes in Coco.
Sometimes they come to us with a story idea, and we say, why don't you throw this in there just so we can figure out how to do it?
And we've done it.
And so they did.
12 seconds left in this game, which is a lost cause. 34-12 is going to probably be your final score here.
Melissa's somehow just wasting time. The clock.
Of course she is. She's just going to take one final shot. No good.
It's in the way that she uses it.
That's a good song.
Your final here from North Weddington Gymnasium, 34-12. Space Glam wins. Pistol Shrimps, the spirits can't be broken.
That's right. Captain Blasucci, we're just announcing this is a final season of Pistol Shrimps Radio. Can we finally get some emotion from you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy game out there today.
Jesus Christ.
We played against Space Glam. They're a team we've played before, but you know what? They came back kind of with a vengeance. You know, we didn't have some of our good ball handlers. We really
This is it, Marie. This is the last season you're going
to see us. 2019, when you look over to this table in North Weddington Gymnasium, you'll just see a bunch of broken crayons and something that a kid tried to color but left here.
Doesn't that do anything for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when one road ends, another road opens, you know, it doesn't. Hold on one second.
She's gone. She's going to go cry.
She's got to go get her picture
taken. She doesn't care. Look, the point is, we may pop in for games in the future.
We've got some plans for some other stuff.
And whether that's a bit more Pistol Shrimps or something new down the road, we like to keep ourselves fresh, reinvent ourselves. And, you know, anyone that knows me knows I can't stick to something
like
for too
saying,
long.
You know, when one door opens, another road opens.
That's not what you said. You said when one road closes, another road opens.
Absolutely. And with all the construction going on, you know, it's no wonder that...
What construction?
Just, you know, dribbling the ball down the court. You know, you guys have your mics.
That's
I have
not
my ball.
Construction.
Like a dump truck or like a bobcat.
Absolutely, Mark. You know,
no, he asked you a question. We've got one season to get her to connect with us.
When you go down the line,
What line?
Cars.
Cars. What? The movie or the objects?
There's no business.
Like show business.
It takes one to know.
Talk to me like a human. I need you.
With every cloud.
Nope, that's not even a saying.
With every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap, the job's a game, and that's what we were doing out there today. You guys, okay, thanks so much.
Is that from Cold Stone Creamery?
Oh. Look.
These platitudes and these attitudes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
Well, Matt.
Yeah.
I bet that's it for tonight.
It is, but it's not it for the season.
We'll be back every Tuesday night except that one Tuesday that I won't be in town.
Which one?
It's like 2 weeks from now.
Really?
I told you that earlier today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you.
But I think other than that, that's...
That's it.
That's it.
We're going to enjoy this fall. We're going to enjoy this run-up. Now, like I said, tonight was us just getting started. This is going to be a crazy season of Pistol Shrimps Radio. Why? Because we've got nothing to lose.
That's right. We can sort of say what we want and do what we say.
Yeah.
One thing leads to another.
At one point, we're going to promise some things for this season. At one point, we will out a criminal.
That's right. Yep.
We will reveal the location of a treasure.
That's right. Al Capone's vault. Okay, we did that one.
Uh-huh. We will cure a major American disease.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Well, if you want to come to a game, next week, 7 o'clock, Pan Pacific Park, Pistol Shrimps.
Yep.
And if you want to see us live doing some Super Ego and you live in the New York City area... Right. That's going to be November 15th. No, 16th. November 16th, 17th, and 18th. It'll be Super Ego and Spontanea Nation. We're at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
You got to come to this show.
Check that shit all the way out.
I'll be in Toronto November 1st or 2nd for an Earwolf comedy podcasting panel.
Hey, that'd be
Hot
all right.
Docs, of course, short for Hot Doctors.
Hot Ducks.
all in my mind.
So don't. It's not the documentary festival. It's Hot Doctors Convention. And man.
Okay, the scoreboard's right. Flashing eights, which means we're all cursed.
That's right. Okay, boys. Okay, I've just been told that it's time to wrap it up.
See you around,
brown clown.
Now.
No.
We're all jet-lagged, bad. It's time for bed.
I think if we push through, we can do this.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.